Here is one of the biggest mistakes I see men make in the dating market or in dating. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Trevor Boehm. I'm the founder of the Uncivilized Movement, author of the books Man Uncivilized and Today I Rise, and founder of the Uncivilized Nation. I'm also the host of this podcast, and every once in a while, I like to do solo episodes like today. Now, if you like this episode, please do me one single favor and share it. Share it with a man in your life, or go to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're watching this and leave me a positive review. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe below. Okay, what's the biggest mistake? The biggest mistake I see so many men doing in the dating market or in when they're dating is they're showing up as Superman, right? It's like the hero complex comes out, the rescuer complex comes out. And so I was talking to a guy just the other day who kept saying, like, I find these women and I go all in on them. I forget about my friends, forget about my hobbies, forget about my life, and I make her my entire focus. Take a moment, take a breath, and see if that sounds familiar, right? I get it too. Like, love pulls you in. Love is seductive. Love makes you like forget about shit just for a little while. But if you want to be an integrated, actualized, uncivilized man, you're gonna have to date as one. And so here's what I told this man. It's like, imagine having someone in your life, a woman, this person that you're dating, and you find out that they just are doing everything that your exes didn't, right? So they hear that like your ex didn't cook for you, so they cook for you. Your ex didn't rub your back, so they rub your back. Your ex didn't pick you up at the airport, so they pick you up at the airport. Like, they're just doing all the things that your exes didn't. Granted, some of this may feel good in the moment, but wouldn't you wonder, like, who is this person really? And how long, here's the million-dollar question, how long is this sustainable? And for most guys, if you guys listening to this, it's not sustainable. It's not sustainable to be somebody that you're not. It's not sustainable to be inauthentic. It's not sustainable to try to just compete with every one of these women's, this woman's exes, right? First of all, guys, it's exhausting. You're not Superman. I told this guy, print out a picture of Superman and put it on your desk, and print out a picture of Clark Kent and put it on your desk, and realize that one of these guys is human. I get some of the like comic book people are going to be upset with me for that. But men listening to this specifically, you have every right to be loved, dated, fucked, adored, all the things as a human, as exactly who you are. And when you're trying to beat and be competitive with guys from her past, you're blocking yourself. Like, you're literally blocking yourself from sharing with her or him. I don't care how you roll here. Sharing with your partner who you authentically are. Now, I know this because I used to do it myself as a nice guy. And any of you nice guys listening to this, you get it. Like, this is the holy grail of our pattern, isn't it? Like, figure out what wasn't done, double down on that. Forget about all the unique stuff that you could actually bring to the relationship. Forget about the unique gifts, the unique offerings, your humor, your personality. Like, again, fellas, who you are is your core, or who you are at your core. And I'll tell you something, when you stop trying to be Superman, when you actually approach a relationship and say, like, hey, I'm just going to be me. I'm going to be disagreed with. There may be some conflict. I'm going to say, I don't like certain things. I don't want to do certain things that her ex also didn't do. I'm just going to be me. And that doesn't mean you're not going to try. Doesn't mean you're not going to study relationship. It doesn't mean you're not going to go to workshops and up-level your skills and constantly be following your vision, your purpose, and all the things that you want to do as a man. But when you show up authentically as you, man, is it relaxing, right? You have so much more energy. You're not trying to figure out and pretend to be somebody you're not. You actually just get to be you all day. And you know what happens with all of that freed up energy? You actually get to put it to two places. First, to your mission, to your purpose, to the goals that you have outside of the relationship as a man, which that's a lot of energy. You really want to use that stuff well. And number two, you actually get to take that same leftover energy and put it into the relationship, but put it into the relationship in authentic ways. So if you're listening to this and you're wondering, do I have this pattern? Ask yourself if going into a relationship, you abandon your own needs, if you abandon your own ideas, if you abandon your own hobbies, and if you're just trying to be everyone that this woman's exes weren't, then you'll usually find this out. Here's the caveat here, guys. Here's the kick in the pants. At some point, you're going to run out of rescuer juice and she's going to leave. Or at some point, you've done all the rescuing and she doesn't need a rescuer anymore and the relationship's going to end. I know this because I was in this pattern myself, and I see this pattern every single day in so many guys who are like, I don't get it. I was everything. I did everything, right? I did all the things to other guys she complained about don't do. And yet she still left. She still left because you weren't being you. You weren't being authentic. She had nothing to grasp onto. There was no solidity in you. You were just like a conglomeration of other people's ideas and lack of skills and talents, and you weren't displaying your own. Now, here's the rub, fellas. Some women or men may leave you for being authentically you. But guess what? That's actually a good thing. You don't want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you authentically, right? You get that? A lot of guys, like, they miss that part. Like, oh man, it's terrible that she found out like who I actually am and she left. I say good. And anybody who's divorced says good, because the last thing you want to do is have someone who's with you, even though she doesn't like who you authentically are. Then you get married and pump out a couple kids, and then wham, it hits her. Wow, I don't really like who he authentically is, and I can't change him. And now you're each paying $50,000 to an attorney so that you can break up. So fellas, let's come back to this idea of Superman. If you're in a relationship right now, and you find like, hey, this is how I think I'm showing up, I want you to take a step back. I don't want you to be less attentive. I don't want you to be less present. I don't want you to be less in the relationship. But I want you to realize that you're dating an adult and she can take care of herself. And so perhaps you need to have a hard conversation where you sit down with your partner and say, wow, you know what? I have been overcompensating here and afraid to show you who I really am. I know that's a bold conversation. That's a terrifying conversation. But it's a real one. And if I've seen anything in the last couple of years that's missing from men's lives, from women's lives, and the relationship landscape, it's actually stuff that's real. So share that. And then don't suddenly stop, do it. Don't become a slob. Don't go to the extreme. But start taking 30, 40% of the energy that you're putting into saving her, being everything for her, constantly doting on her, and turn that energy back into your own life. How is your fitness? How are your finances? How is your growth? Are you trying to work through anything? How is your business? How are you bringing your unique gift out into the world? Is there work that you need to be doing on yourself, but instead you're bypassing that by focusing on her? So I want you to make a list, take out a pen and paper, three things that you're no longer going to be doing, and three for her or for the relationship, and three things that you're going to start doing for you. I get this will not be popular. A lot of people who benefit from your Superman idea, especially in the beginning, will be upset with you. Like, what do you mean you're no longer going to be everything I've ever wanted all the time in this and be this magical creature that I put up on a pedestal, and someday when I realize you're human, you'll crash and I'll break your heart? What do you mean? You're trying to prevent that and preempt that. So make that list. Whether you're in relationship or not in relationship, if you're not in a relationship, make that same list. Three things you're just not willing to do. Like, hey, I used to always do this, but I'm not willing to do it. But it's not just to like shove it in her face that I'm not going to do it. It's because you're also focusing on you. I'm going to leave you here with this gem. The number one thing you can do for your partner, the number one thing you can do for the world, and the number one thing you can do for yourself as a man is be fully resourced. Emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually, when you are full, brothers, you got so much more to give. So hold on to that idea. It's time to fill your cups. Doesn't mean you're going to leave your relationship. Doesn't mean you're going to be a slob in your relationship. It means it's time for you to start working on you. And if your partner doesn't find that attractive, If on some level she or he doesn't realize, wow, they're taking a step back to take care of themselves, if they don't find that a positive, then my friend, you're in the wrong relationship. Again, my name is Trevor Boehm. I'm the founder of the Uncivilized Movement, author of the books Today I Rise and Man Uncivilized. If you like this podcast, please leave a positive rating or share it with a man in your life. All right, go be uncivilized. Cheers.